You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. For Democrats, the race to find a presidential nominee, well, that isn't over yet. But that doesn't mean that the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, John McCain, isn't already thinking ahead to who will become his running mate. The New York Times' Adam Nagorny got a jump on that story, reporting McCain plans to meet this weekend with three potential candidates at his Sedoma, Arizona ranch. Those three would be Florida Governor Charles Crist, Louisiana Governor Bob Jindal, and Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. Adam, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And it seems early, doesn't it, for McCain to be talking publicly in some way, or there to be reports about McCain's potential VP. Is that an indication of how important McCain's pick will be?
I'm not sure it's that early. I think now's a good time to do it. He has a pretty good idea now of who his Democratic opponent is going to be. This is a pretty good moment to begin getting this together. And even though he's beginning to meet with these guys now, it doesn't mean he's going to make his decision now. So it takes a while to do this. So I think the timing is good.
And, Adam, what do these men individually potentially bring to McCain's ticket? Let's start with Romney, who was a rival, his rival in the Republican primary.
Romney ran a pretty good race. He dropped that fairly early. He has management background. He's a former governor. He is from He's from Massachusetts, but he was born in Michigan, so he might put Michigan in play. He's just sort of a very confident, sort of managerial kind of guy. So I think that's what he brings to it. The governor of Louisiana, young, dynamic, a new face, a state that Republicans would like to make sure is in play. I think he'd be really good. And, you know, Charlie Crist, Florida, there's no sort of more important state to the Republicans and Democrats in that state. The one thing I'd be careful about is these are the three people that are meeting with him this weekend. It's by far not a conclusive or a complete list, so we're not sure who else he's talking to or thinking about. And some of these things are done partly for public consumption. Like, I do not think they meant for these names to come out. But sometimes, you know, you can say at the end, well, we thought about this guy, say, from Florida, even though they were never really serious about it. But going to the motions of meeting with him can be very sort of helpful. And I think that might be part of what's going on here.
Well, apparently McCain's characterization of the meeting is he's just having a social weekend with 10 couples that includes these names that you've reported on. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. I like that 3 months before he's about to make his decision or less, he had in his house three of the guys who could be his vice presidential candidate. One thing about this is you know, McCain's a guy who likes to know people and make sure he's comfortable with them before he sort of works with them, whether they're aides or people he appoints or whatever. And there's a lot of sort of, I think, social interaction is very important here. So I think that's very much what's going on here. He's trying to get a sense of how well he likes them, would he be comfortable with them. And it strikes me as sort of an interestingly competitive weekend. I'd love to be there.
And, Adam, you note that actually McCain has noted that he's assembled a list of about 20 potential running mates. And you got to imagine that the folks who are coming up with these lists are keeping in mind some of the weaknesses that have been identified about McCain's campaign. A, his age, right, which is why these three are all pretty young men.
That's right.
In comparison. And then plus we have the issue of his health. And tell us about how the medical records being released tomorrow. It's sort of the timing is interesting that finally these long-awaited, at least some of them, long-awaited medical records are going to be released. And then there's this sort of leakage of these men that he's going to be meeting with over the weekend who could potentially be running with him.
You know, here's the thing. As soon as he posted this story on the web yesterday, I got an email from somebody with the Democratic National Committee saying, well, the reason they're doing this is to distract from the release of the medical records. You know, the fact of the matter is, I can tell you this was not an authorized kind of leak, as far as I can tell. I'm like 90% sure of that. It's possible that one of the reasons they were doing the release of medical records on Friday was to take attention away from this thing. I mean, you know, we can speculate about this to death. Who knows? But obviously both things are going on at once. And the bottom line here is that his health and his medical condition are going to be a big issue in this campaign. I think that's one of the things that's going to influence his decision on vice president and how people sort of react when he selects his vice president.
Well, in the speculate to death department, Adam,
doing, by the way.
Which I love. I mean, we've got to figure that,
that.
Charlie Crist has got to be the front runner here. I mean, it's a no-brainer on Florida, it seems to me.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think geographically it makes sense. I'm not sure he has enough sort of experience to take the position or not.
He's got that healthy tan. He's got that healthy tan. He's really, you know, he's really relaxed. Come on.
You're jealous of his hair, aren't you?
Totally. Totally.
But very quickly, Adam, because we have to go in a second, but as you mentioned, these are not the only three on the list. Who else are you aware of that potentially could be on McCain's VP shortlist?
You know, with the sort of big caveat that, like, I could be wrong. One other person I keep a look on is Tim Pawlenty. He's the governor of Minnesota, and Rob Porter. And people mention Condoleezza Rice, but I'm a little skeptical. The thing is, like,
that's just a good story, Adam. Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah,
it's just a good story, and we could talk to you all day long, Adam Nagorny of the New York Times. But we've got to move on. And so, many thanks for joining us this morning.
See ya.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.